The tariff starts at 30% and declines over the next 4 years. Chris Mays is an energy policy expert at Arizona State University. She says the tariff is bad news for Arizona, which employs 8,000 to 10,000 people in solar-related jobs. Most of those jobs involve installation, not manufacturing.
People in Flagstaff, people in Phoenix, people in Prescott, my hometown, who want to put solar on their systems are going to see their costs rise. And that will mean that fewer of them will want to put solar on their rooftops, and that will mean that fewer people will be employed overall in the solar industries.
The Solar Energy Industries Association predicts the tariff will cause the loss of 23,000 jobs nationwide this year. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Sivigny in Flagstaff.